The Unbroken Circle is Wake Forest University's multi-generational string band. It's a community of musicians who gather together regularly to share in the fellowship of music making, song sharing, storytelling, and poetry reading. They also come together for worthy causes, and on Saturday night, February 1st at 7 o'clock, they'll offer a free concert at Kulinich Auditorium in the Byram Welcome Center on the Wake campus in Winston-Salem. Donations will be collected there for the Shalom Project, a Winston-Salem charity that feeds the hungry, provides clothing to those in need, and tutors at-risk children. They also care for the sick, running one of the largest free medical clinics in the city. The fundraiser will be an intimate evening of live acoustic old-time music and bluegrass with poetry readings by Ed Wilson. Wake Forest University Dean of Admissions Martha Allman is a member of the Unbroken Circle. She's a native of Mitchell County, North Carolina, in the Appalachian Mountains.
We decided to get together one night and just play. And just had a magical evening. We had potluck dinner and played music together, and we found other friends. We found Wake Forest students who were also interested in Appalachian music, mountain music, bluegrass music, and they began showing interest. And so it grew into a group that meets once a month, and we have potluck dinner and play music, sometimes until very late in the night. And it's a fluid group. We have Wake Forest students, administrators, faculty. Students graduate and move on. New ones come in. Members of the group bring friends. And sometimes we have 40 people. Sometimes we have 15. It just varies from month to month.
Wow, that's a good group. And I put the cart ahead of the horse. Are you a fiddler? What's your instrument?
No, I play the auto harp. I'm the one probably with the least musical talent in the group. So it's left to me to organize the group. But I do play the auto harp. My youngest daughter is 16, and she plays every instrument. And so she is the youngest member of the band. We have had other small children who have come, seven-year-olds with their tiny little violins, and some babies that have to be put to bed on the floor when we play at night, just like in the olden days. And then we have grandparents and Ed Wilson, so it's certainly multi-generational.
Wonderful. What's the best part of the Unbroken Circle for you?
It's absolutely the community and the sharing. This is the way people have entertained themselves for centuries, for generations, to sit around a circle and share songs and enjoy the music and teach each other music. You know, the younger people play Avett Brothers and Mumford and Sons, and, you know, some of us our age like the protest music of Woody Guthrie or John Prine, and we play that, and then we play the old-time fiddle tunes and the bluegrass, so it all kind of fits together. And over 8 years, we've become very close to each other, and we've lost members of the circle. We have grieved over those that graduate and move on, and again brought others in. But it's this common thread of interest in the music, interested in the heritage and the tradition of this music that's brought us all together. That's just really special.
Wake Forest University Dean of Admissions Martha Allman, the Wake alumna and auto harp player, along with her family, will join their friends in the Unbroken Circle on Saturday night, February 1st at 7 o'clock. They'll offer a free concert at Kulinich Auditorium in the Byram Welcome Center on the Wake campus in Winston-Salem. Donations will be collected there for the Shalom Project, a nonprofit charity organization that tutors at-risk children. It also feeds, clothes, and cares for those in need. We've been sampling from last year's Unbroken Circle performance live in Green Street Church in Winston-Salem. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.